I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning to Commissioner's Court. This is the September 15, 2015 session. We're going to start with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, and his blood that covers a multitude of our errors and sins, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of Upshur County. We ask for wisdom and discernment and understanding on all sides. We thank you and ask you to keep your hand upon our men and women that serve this country and our armed forces, our emergency workers, and our officers. Father, our country is under attack, and we just pray that you could keep your hand on us a little longer, Father. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Now, am I the only one that turned around?
Until somebody comes in here, they hold that too hard to play. This is nice.
I hate the confusion.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner
Gross
to approve payroll changes.
I would stand them. There's one in the jail. I just want to make y'all aware that they have hired somebody that is a deputy, so they are paying them at a higher rate than what they replaced them last week. What they're replacing.
A deputy went into the jail.
Yes.
So it was a current.
At this time, it does look like in the next year they will have enough to cover that. But if they do that any more times, they will not.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's changed.
Payroll's approved. Item D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved.
I said it throws me off when there's not a line that has my name in it.
Oh, I just thought we could all
there you go.
Sign it somewhere.
Pick a spot.
Just in the line next to me.
Can you come to the room?
Don says it gives him a chance to
get
outside of the box.
Get the color out of the box.
And go wild.
E, your accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
We need to sign that somewhere?
No, it's coming right here.
Okay.
pretty in here now. New paint, new carpet, new stuff. I mean, not us, but you know.
The blinds.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Item F is accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, interim appointment of Upshur County Assistant Auditor, annual compensation order for auditor, assistant auditor, and court reporter, certification and order for appointment of additional assistant county auditor, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is discuss and take action to set Upshur County holidays and commissioner court dates for 2016. And hopefully y'all had a chance to look at these. We have the same number of holidays, and our commissioner court dates are follow our usual schedule.
I move to approve the Upshur County holiday.
Second.
For 2016.
And court dates?
And court dates.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the Upshur County holidays and commissioner court dates for 2016 as proposed. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Let's put in the record. Item four is discuss and take action to accept donation of dental chair from Dr. Gerald Walton. Dr. Walton had a dental chair that he was going to donate to the county. But the current dentist who comes to the jail said that he had one that he was going to bring. So item four will not require any action at this time. Item five is discuss and take action to transfer the Justice Center maintenance vehicle from the Sheriff's Office to the Building Maintenance Department. When we adopted the budget, we didn't move the truck over, and so we needed to take that action and move that back to the maintenance department.
Make that motion.
You didn't have the VIN number.
We didn't bring it.
Okay.
Do you know the van?
We got it on.
Okay.
What about the fuel? Did that come? Train we were talking about.
Yes, Mr. Womble asked me, will he be getting any additional fuel back along with that in his budget?
We may just have to do a budget amendment later.
Yeah.
We'll do a budget amendment later when we get there.
Oh, didn't we just carry that whole budget back that we planned for fuel over there?
They didn't. I don't think they had any fuel broken out in the maintenance. There's a motion by Commissioner Gross to transfer that vehicle. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by second by Commissioner Spencer. Those in favor?
Aye.
That vehicle is transferred back. Item six is discuss and take action to allow Upshur County 4-H to plant a tree on county property in honor and commemoration of the Texas A&M Forest Service Centennial. And they would like to plant a bur oak.
A what?
Bur oak.
Bur oak. I thought you said bur oak. Sorry.
Shaniqua, you want to tell everybody what a bur oak is?
Oak. I mean, it's just an oak tree. What they're doing is for our one day 4-H, and we're working with the Texas Forestry Service for the third year, so they're continual. And the bur oak tree is a tree that will grow and live in every county in the state of Texas. That's why they chose that tree. So it must be really drought tolerant. And wet too. So, what we were proposing to do is put it in front of our office because it's right around Yambri. One day 4-H is October 10th, so you know that's cleanup day. Yambri is the next week, so there's going to be a lot of people walking down there in the Yambri grounds because that was going to be the other option, but that could end up harming the tree with all the people walking around, vehicles around there. I don't really know of any other place unless y'all have some suggestions.
That's a good spot.
It's going to be a pretty large tree once it gets to mature size.
Yeah. If they ever do anything in the courthouse, it'd take it away, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If we plant it up here, it might be removed later. So.
And the reason for this tree, what they're wanting to do is, you know, bring education, beautification to the community. And people come by. We're going to have a ceremony for planting the tree and stuff. We'll have the forestry service there to talk about it. Our kids talking about, you know, why we do one day for HBC with them.
Okay.
I make that motion that we plant it there.
At the
4-H office.
I second that.
She beats to it.
Oh.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to plant the 4-H commemorative tree at the, down by their office. Those in favor?
Aye.
Will it have a plaque? Will it have a plaque?
That's what we're going to work to be able to put up something for the Texas Forest Service and also for the 4-H's.
That action is approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to set sheriffs and constable fees for 2016. And I believe those will remain the same for this year.
Motion to approve.
Question. What about the rent of retrieval? Add that to our fees.
That's true.
That's a new rent that came into law this year.
Rent of retrieval?
Yes, sir.
How much does it need to be?
$125 rent.
$125
yes.
RIT fee.
Another question I have on our length of time that's on there is set at 4 hours. All the other counties around here are set at 2 hours. This here, when you're doing a writ of possession, it encourages the landlord or the people, whoever who's moving out, to get enough equipment and people to get the job done. That keeps us from being tied up out there all day on something. And the $40 an hour that the other counties charge, that goes to the county. If they keep us over that, we can charge them $40 an hour. They go to the county, don't go to us. I'd like for y'all to address that. And move it to 2 hours would encourage them to get on the job and get it done.
Actually, I think they may do that. I think we could do that tonight if we put the rent of retrieval at $125 for a 2 hour process.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. And that way we're safe on it. We'll make that. But we've got a motion. We need a motion. Okay. I move that we charge $125 for a rent of retrieval at a 2 hour maximum time.
Thank you, sir.
Second.
And all other fees as?
All other fees as is.
Okay.
With our constable and sheriff's fees.
The motion by Commissioner Spencer is to adopt the fees that we've had we had in the previous year, in addition to the writ of retrieval fee of $125 for 2 hours. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Don.
Thanks for getting that. Item 8 is discuss and take action to execute statewide automated victim notification service contract. This is our bind contract that is in conjunction with the Attorney General we adopt each year.
I'll make that motion, sir.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the victim notification service contract with the AG's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action on extension of tax assessor, voter registrar, deputy position until election administrator is appointed. During the election commission meeting that we had last week, it was brought up that we probably needed that the voter registrar was still going to be the voter registrar in the tax office until the election administrator was appointed. And if that position was removed on October the 1st, it was going to make it difficult for them to get the voter registration cards out, get everything done they needed to get done. So my recommendation to the court, and Commissioner Spencer was there, he actually is the one who brought it up, is that I wanted the court to be on board that position could stay in the tax office until the election administrator was appointed, and we would just amend the budget to move money into her salary line item.
Well, actually, we need to word that election administrator appointed or until the position of voter of assistant.
Until the assistant's appointed?
Yeah, because it could be a while if you have to interview.
Okay.
I move that we prorate the salaries for the voter registrar from the elections administration budget until an assistant election administrator is appointed, or is a hired.
Second.
So that motion is made by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to make the funds available for the tax assessor collector's office for the voter registrar deputy position until the election administrator has hired an assistant election administrator. Is that fair? Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And we'll see a budget amendment as we do it, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knew what was going on before we...
It could be a 2-week process or a 2-month process. We just don't know.
Right.
Or no.
Yeah.
Well, when you wanted to give the new person the opportunity to hire their own person.
Right.
Good.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Philip, what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Cynthia.